What's good, guys? It's Johnny Manziel, and you're listening to the Sleeper Wire podcast.
I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you.
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean.
All right, let's go.
Hey everyone, welcome into the Sleeper Wire Great Debate Show. I'm your host, Professor Chris, and with me today, once again, I've got Prophet Hoos on the show. Hoos, how's it going, man?
Doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. We're getting closer to the season. Man, preseason's like a week away. It's exciting time. We're getting like real news. Players already getting injured, unfortunately. Yeah. But
training camp starting up.
Yeah. Yeah. We're doing a debate. You know, some first rounders for you.
Sorry, guys. We have been absent for a little while from the Great Debate. We were in Dallas for SportsCon, and then schedules just haven't lined up for the last week or so. But we are back. And as Hoos just said, we do have first rounders today. And we're doing David Johnson versus Melvin Gordon. And I want to give you guys just a quick disclaimer that we decided on these two players before the holdout news. So just keep that in mind. And if Melvin Gordon doesn't hold out, then this is going to be helpful.
Right. Yeah. 100%. And I may have something in my argument that even if he does hold out, you might be okay. You know, maybe won't be a first rounder anymore. I think you could be okay. I think you'd be okay.
Well, you know what? Since you have these good thoughts about Melvin Gordon, I'm going to let you kick it off. But for those of you guys listening to the show for the first time, what we are doing here is having a debate-style argument between these two players. So we're going to have 2 minutes to argue for our player. We're going to get 90 seconds for a rebuttal and then finish it up with untimed final thoughts on our player. And Hoos, you're excited to talk about Melvin. Why don't you take it away?
All right, so I won the coin toss. Are you kicking it to me first? That was a mistake. If anybody's seen 8 Mile, I'm going to talk about myself first. I'm going to diss my own self. I am white. I am an effing punk. I do live in a trailer with my mom. Oh, no, sorry. That's the verses from 8 Mile. No, but seriously, right? So, Melvin Gordon, the boogeyman, Lev Bell, he's scaring us right now, right? He's giving these young backs a blueprint. Right, to force their way into a new contract. However, it's not exactly the same situation. Gordon is still running into the last year of his contract. He can't be franchise tagged just yet, and the Chargers would have to worry about a second round tag, transition tag, which the Steelers would have had to pony up quarterback money. I don't think you're gonna. Well, we're not gonna see that same exact situation, obviously, because it was a lot different. I mean, there was a second tag. So it's not exactly the same situation. He has to play out his rookie deal. So, they're still going to franchise tag him anyway. He's due to make, what, $5.6 million? So he's not going to lose that much if he does. But obviously, we want him to play. But again, per Mike Florio, Gordon chooses to miss regular season games. He needs to return by Tuesday after week 10, probably earlier due to the roster exemption. For the Chargers, which he'd be eligible for, in order to get credit for the fifth and final year of his contract. The Chargers could still franchise tag him or transition tag Gordon in 2020. No guarantee that would happen, obviously, but even if the Chargers tag this guy, his salary would be more than double. He'd skip all offseason program, training camp, preseason at no expense. He could make a full amount of franchise tag tender showing up as late as Labor Day weekend. And then he could sit out all 2020 in franchise tag again.
All right, so this is going to be tough for me because listeners of the show know how much I love Melvin Gordon. He's my favorite player in fantasy football, but here goes. The only argument I can really make against him, aside from the whole holdout and everything, which I'm not going to put into the argument because I think that you know, obviously it just makes this whole debate pointless. It's injuries. In his four seasons in the NFL, he's only played a full 16 games once. 2015, he tore cartilage in his knee and missed the last two games of the season. 2016, he had a grade 2 PCL sprain in his knee along with a hip sprain and missed the final three games. Last season, he missed week 7 with a hamstring pull, had a grade 2 MCL sprain in week 12 that forced him to miss three games. Now, this is a guy who can get your team to the fantasy playoffs, but he does have a history of not being there in the fantasy playoffs or in the fantasy championship due to injury. He is a true workhorse back, and the Chargers treat him like one, so he does deserve the money that he's asking for. I absolutely love Melvin Gordon, but you can't ignore the fact that he usually misses time. These aren't the fluky Keenan Allen lacerated kidney injuries either. These are real knee issues, and it's something that you do have to take into consideration when picking Melvin Gordon in the first round. All right, so I'm going to move over to David Johnson here. David Johnson may have been considered a bust last season by a bunch of people after, you know, where he was being drafted, but let's dig into the numbers here. He played all 16 games, rushed 258 times for 940 yards and 7 touchdowns. He also caught 50 passes on 76 targets for 446 receiving yards. Those stats, with Josh Rosen as his quarterback, landed him as the RB10. In standard scoring, and the RB9 in PPR scoring. David Johnson was still a top 10 running back last season, and that was with a terrible quarterback and an even worse offensive line. DJ is the kind of player who can win you a league. We're not that far removed from his 2016 season, where he had 1,239 rushing yards, 16 rushing touchdowns, 80 catches for 879 yards, and 4 touchdowns. He had 373 total touches, 2,118 yards from scrimmage, and 20 total touchdowns. All three of those stats in 2016 led the NFL. This is a guy who gets it done. Now, I know health is an argument against David Johnson, but he missed the 2017 season due to a wrist dislocation. It wasn't an ACL or an Achilles injury. It was just a simple wrist injury. In fact, he could have played after Thanksgiving and likely would have played if the Cardinals hadn't already been out of the running. There was no reason to risk further injury to his wrist, for basically a lost season. Right? That's why he missed the whole season. In 2018, the Cardinals ran the ball 355 times. David Johnson had 258 of those. He received 73% of all rushing attempts. Nearly 20% of the Cardinals' completions were to David Johnson. He's just a true workhorse back. He was handed the ball in the red zone 29 times, which is actually more than Melvin Gordon, who had 25. And that's super impressive when you consider that the Cardinals had the worst offense in the NFL. They averaged 14 points a game, so they weren't in the red zone. All right, let me hear that rebuttal against DJ, who's...
Okay, DJ, if you guys listen to the show, no, I'm not a very big fan. They're going to be managing his workload. They want to keep him fresh. Chase Edmonds will have a role. He's no more durable than Melvin Gordon. 49 games versus his 55 that Melvin Gordon's had. So they both came in the league in 2015. You got DJ, 2,700 yards, nearly 2,800 yards, 42 total touchdowns on the ground, 172 receptions. He's got about 1,800 receiving yards as well. Now, that's okay. You got my guy Melvin Gordon. He's got nearly 1,000 yards more on the ground in that same span. 38 total touchdowns, 182 receptions. So he actually has more receptions as well, which is DJ. You look at him, he's the reception guy, right? He's going to catch all these passes. No, you guys know I'm not high on them as yards per carry, even though I don't really like bringing up that number. It's not the best. He had 3.6 last season. His best was a short sample size of 4.6. That's still not touching Gordon's 5.1 last season. He won't be getting rushing bonuses if you're looking for 100-yard rushes. The guy only has 6 in his whole career. Guess who has more than that in a season? No, not Melvin Gordon. Jordan Howard has more than that. So I'm not even talking about Melvin Gordon. Talk about Jordan Howard.
All right, let's go ahead and take it back to Melvin Gordon. Hoos, I'm going to let you kick off your final thoughts here.
All right, my final thoughts are actually my selling points of Melvin Gordon because I 8-miled myself the first couple minutes. So in the event that everything is settled, be it trade or Gordon's gritting his teeth and shows up. What are you getting is a back that will not only catch just as much passes as David Johnson, but also will rush for more yards, probably gets more goal line carries as the Cards are gearing up to Chase Edmonds to have a role. He's likely to get more targets as well. Edmonds is going to take more targets as well from DJ. He's going to take some red zone attempts away. Gordon had 8 red zone targets last year versus DJ's 8. DJ, however, just got paid. They want to keep him fresh. He's got durability issues. They're going to keep him fresh. They're going to use Edmonds. Let's play out locations. Tampa, Texans, Bills could all trade for this guy. Could use a back. All solid offenses. Bills is kind of getting up to speed. Yeldon, Gordon backfield, that could be great. That could be pretty solid. So he's going for Rivers. Certainly, you know, Rivers went out there and said, it's certainly a deep position for us. And those guys all love to play and work hard. We love Melvin, but we're going to have a good group. We got a pretty dang good group. That's wild, right? This is what Melvin Gordon said in his response. So let's take that 5.1 yards and add it to another team. Any team trading for him will pay him, and they're going to lighten his workload to keep him fresh. 175 carries, which is what he got last year, still produced the 7th best running back ahead of DJ, despite missing 3 games, despite splitting workload. Melvin Gordon will win you your leagues, and you'll get him severely discounted in a redraft or a dynasty at this point. It's insane. I just got a stupid trade offer that somebody thought I was going to accept from Melvin Gordon. No, he's going to win you leagues. No guts, no glory. You're no longer spending a first rounder on a first round guy. Go out there, get Melvin Gordon, trade for Melvin Gordon in a dynasty, and don't be afraid to grab him as early as the 5th round if you're doing drafts early. Situation could get resolved very quickly. We've seen the Tyreek Hill situation get resolved quickly, and now if you didn't spend a third or a fourth on that, you're feeling pretty dumb at this point because he's playing all 16 games. Don't be surprised if Melvin Gordon is go out there and play all 16 on another team and just be just as dominant.
Taking it back to David Johnson here, I was talking about how the Cardinals were the absolute worst team in the NFL. They weren't in the red zone that often. A big reason for that was their offensive line. According to Pro Football Focus, the Cardinals were the 32nd ranked offensive line last year, dead last in the NFL. They had 11 different offensive linemen play at least 100 snaps. They weren't healthy, and they weren't good when they were. You know what they did? They addressed it. They traded for Marcus Gilbert from that great Steelers offensive line. They signed Max Garcia. They drafted Josh Myles and Lamont Gaillard. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. I should look that up. They claimed Desmond Harrison. The Cardinals brought in guys to help protect their shiny new quarterback, Kyler Murray, who was no slouch either. Murray, along with the new wide receivers, Andy Isabella and Hakeem Butler, will definitely help take the defensive focus off David Johnson, who faced stacked boxes, so 8 or more men in the box, on 24% of his carries. Let's face it, the Cardinals cannot be worse than they were last year, and they brought in pieces to address their needs at quarterback, wide receiver, and the offensive line. Now, I'm not saying that this offense is going to be top 10, or that the offensive line will even be top 20, but it's going to be better, and David Johnson is once again going to finish as a top 10 running back. Alright guys, that is going to wrap it up for this episode of the SleeperWire Great Debate Show. Please follow us on Twitter at SleeperWire Show. You can find Hoos on there at SleeperWire Hoos, and I'm on there at Prof_ChrisSW. You can find us on the SleeperBot app, Prophet Hoos and Professor Chris. And send us questions at SleeperWire.com. There's a link to ask advice questions. We answer them within 24 hours. Good stuff out there. Thanks for listening, guys. We will catch you next time.